into retirement today with Jenna Carnes. Planning for retirement comes with its own set of challenges, from navigating market ups and downs to protecting your purchasing power and creating a strategy that fits your vision for the future. On this show, we'll break down key financial topics, offer practical advice, and explore strategies to help you retire with confidence. Now let's jump into retirement today.
Hello and welcome to Retirement Today. My name is Jenna Carnes, owner and financial advisor from Beacon Wealth Advisory, and we're here to help get you to and through retirement with financial peace. If you'd like to listen to this podcast again, you can listen to this one or any of our past ones out at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and we also have a YouTube channel. So you can type in Beacon Wealth Advisory right in that search engine, find us and subscribe, and then you'll get notified every time we have a new video out. So before we get started with our show today, it's always great to have my co-host Jacqueline on here. Jacqueline, how are you doing this morning?
I am fantastic, Jenna. I am wearing our favorite color, pink, today.
Yeah.
We always seem to be happier when we're wearing pink for whatever reason.
So it's
going to be a good one. And I'm excited about this topic. So can you share with our listeners, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, well, I really think that people do lay awake at night just wondering, you know, will my retirement money last as long as I do? And one of the biggest factors that can play into answering that question and really having a good retirement plan is, are you accounting for inflation? A lot of people, when they're doing their retirement income planning, Jacqueline, do not factor in inflation. Mm-hmm. And it's huge. It can make or break your retirement and investments, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think inflation is a hot topic right now. I mean, it's been all over the news. It's happily gone down just a little bit, but it's still a great topic to talk about. And so, you know, there's been an announcement recently about the new Social Security cost of living increase and what it will be for 2026. So, Jenna, can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank goodness we're not in that inflationary time where it was like 8 or 9%, mm-hmm. you know, back in 2022. But recently, inflation did just in the last couple months creep up just a little bit. And even though the government has been shut down, they did finally announce what the cost of living adjustment would be for Social Security. And that's what's been in the news so much. So they did announce the other day, the cost of living adjustment for Social Security in 2026 is going to be 2.8%, which is reflecting a slight increase from last year's 2.5% adjustment. And that is just obviously to help beneficiaries of Social Security try to keep up with inflation, right?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And so, you know, what are kind of the impacts of this?
Yeah, well, the average monthly benefit for a retired worker will rise by approximately $56.
Wow.
$56. Okay. Hey, we'll take it. The average monthly survivor benefit will increase by about $52. And then the average Social Security disability benefit will go up by about $44. And the COLA that they use, Jacqueline, to figure out what they're going to increase on Social Security is actually the CPIW, which includes wages and clerical workers. It's not the CPIU, which is what really 88% of the country factors in the most common way we look at inflation, which has to do with urban results. But anyways, they look back from July, August, and September of the previous year to calculate the CPIW, which is what the Social Security COLA is based on. And, you know, the COLA is beneficial, but sometimes it can be offset by Medicare premiums. So, for example, in 2026, the standard monthly Part B Medicare premium is expected to increase to $206.50, which is up from $185. And so that means that for many beneficiaries, it's kind of a break even, right? If you look at the cost of living adjustment going up a bit, but also the Medicare premium going up a bit. But the 2.8% COLA cost of living adjustment marks the fifth consecutive year with an adjustment of at least 2.5%, indicating a trend of persistent inflation affecting seniors.
Wow. Okay. And I just want to, you know, kind of make a quick comment about all these acronyms, right? I mean, we talk in the financial world of COLA and, you know, you talked about CPIU, CPIW. There's so many to know. And so, Jenna, it's great that you explain those and tell our listeners what they actually mean. But what you are saying truly, Jenna, is that while it's nice that Social Security will be increasing by 2.8% next year with the COLA in mind, it may not take much of a difference because of the Part B Medicare premium also rising, right? So like you talked about, it's kind of a break even.
Yeah, kind of a wash. I mean, we'll take the cost of living adjustment. It's always nice, but if the Medicare premium goes up too, it's going to kind of balance each other out. I will tell you, you know, one of the things that people can do, Jacqueline, to maximize their income and combat inflation is just really build an income plan. Like I said, that factors in inflation. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a real savvy software program, both for Social Security and just overall retirement income planning, that we can really build an income plan to show a lower, more average inflationary period, but also a higher inflationary period. And I tell you, when I kind of juggle those numbers around with my planning, if I'm assuming a 2-3% inflation period versus 4-5%, it is dramatically different what those income plans look like. Isn't that something?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And Jenna, I know that you can run a Social Security maximization report, which really includes the latest cost of living adjustments to show people and your clients more accurate numbers for their Social Security income and guide them on when the best time would be to take it. So what would be the best time for them to contact you to get this report and schedule a complimentary consultation with you to go over it?
Yeah, great question. Now that we know what the COLA, the cost of living adjustment for Social Security will be for next year, 2.8%, we can really build that into our income plans and have more accurate numbers. You know, Jacqueline, when people pull up their Social Security statements on the Social Security website, those numbers are not really fully accurate because they don't calculate the cost of living adjustment. So that 2.8% cost of living adjustment that just got announced will not only increase the paychecks for people that are working, because that 2.8% gets factored in there, but also for the people that are taking Social Security, their paychecks will go up by 2.8%. So the benefit of people sitting down with us to have us run that Social Security analysis report is we can really build in the new inflation numbers into the Social Security maximization report to give people really a clearer idea of what is my Social Security income on track to be when I retire. Mm-hmm. So people can contact us at 1-800-994-8993. To schedule a complimentary consultation for us to build some income plans, both with Social Security and just an overall income plan that factors in inflation. Again, that's 1-800-994-8993.
Well, perfect, Jenna. And I know that, you know, this can be kind of a scary topic for our viewers and listeners. I mean, speaking of scary week, right? We have Halloween. We have Halloween coming this weekend. And so, you know, let's get into what inflation is and why should our listeners care?
Yeah, well, inflation is basically the rate at which prices for goods and services rise over time. So you've probably noticed at the grocery store, Jacqueline, the bag of coffee that used to be $8 is now $10, right? Mm-hmm. When inflation goes up, every dollar you have buys less. So it's kind of like a slow leak in your wallet. A healthy economy does have some inflation, though, usually about, you know, 2-3% a year. But when it spikes higher, like back in the days where it was 8-9%, it really changes the math on everything in your daily budget to your long-term retirement plans, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And there's a big impact for inflation. I mean, this is where it really gets personal. You want to talk about scary. Imagine, Jacqueline, if you retired with $1 million. I mean, back when I was 16 or 17, I thought $1 million, my gosh, I would make it. I wouldn't have to work anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. But if inflation averages 3% a year, let's say, that $1 million will only have the buying power of about $550,000 in 20 years. So that's wow. almost half of your money gone in terms of what it will actually buy. Wow. So if you're So if your retirement plan doesn't account for inflation, you could find yourself with less income than expected. And here's a few areas where inflation really bites into your plan. You know, if you have a lot of fixed income, you know, you've probably heard there's a lot of retirees. I know CAPERS, for example, which is the pension in Kansas that helps teachers retire in the state mm-hmm. of Kansas, does not have a cost of living adjustment. And so there are pensions out there that don't have a cost of living adjustment. So whenever you have fixed income sources, inflation can really slowly erode your purchasing power. Mm-hmm. And then we all know the expenses about healthcare, especially long-term care, mm-hmm. you know, gosh, they tend to rise faster than inflation, often 5 to 6% a year. And then, Jacqueline, we're living longer, aren't we?
I would hope so. Yeah.
I mean, especially women. I mean, it's not uncommon to see women in particular and men, but mainly women living into the 90s or 100s. Mm-hmm. So that's where inflation has more years to really chip away at your savings. You've got to factor in inflation in your planning.
I mean, those are great points, Jenna. It still makes me feel a little bit like scared. We just don't know what's coming. And I completely, you know, feel that. But people really need an advisor that can show them how to really grow their investments. And also, like you said earlier, maximize their Social Security income to fight this inflation, to fight this battle.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And then now let's talk about investments. Inflation affects asset classes differently. You know, a lot of people have money in cash and savings accounts and CDs, you know, but they can really lose money in those too. I mean, if your savings account earns 3% interest, but let's just, for example purposes, say inflation's at 4%, you're effectively losing 1% a year in purchasing power. Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of those savings accounts, you have to factor in taxes. So that 3% interest really isn't 3%. If you're also paying taxes on that interest. And then there's bonds, you know, traditional bonds are often put into an allocation just to have protect against some of the volatility. But, you know, with the average interest that bonds earn, inflation really makes those payments less over time. Mm-hmm. I will say stocks are really the, in my opinion, one of the best hedges against inflation because companies, you know, can really raise prices over time and you have the potential to really earn more in stocks over time than bonds or CDs. And then there's real assets, things like real estate, commodities, and inflation bonds can be another way to diversify your portfolio to really keep up with inflation. And then believe it or not, there's this thing called annuities that nobody likes to talk about, but they do have some fixed index annuities where you can start a guaranteed lifetime income similar to a pension that would actually tie that payment each year to the CPI inflation rate, similar to Social Security. So if you were getting, you know, $10,000 a year off of it and inflation went up by 3%, next year your paycheck would go up by 3%. So you could almost essentially buy a guaranteed lifetime income that would be tied to inflation. So that's another thing that I've seen some people do that really are concerned about inflation. So there's a lot of different things you can do as far as investments, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Jenna, we've done an episode on you know, annuities and all sorts of stuff regarding this. I mean, how to really diversify your portfolio, right? And so what you're telling me is the key is diversification, having a mix of assets and respond differently to, you know, inflation pressures. And they're all in different buckets, which is very helpful for taxes and for, again, those inflation pressures. So is that correct, Jenna?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. You are just listening so much. I love it. Listening and learning away.
Well, yes, absolutely. And I think the next topic is the most important to me, right? Is how to protect yourself. And what do we do about it to do that?
Yeah, well, here's some practical strategies. I mean, invest for growth. You want to have those safe buckets, but don't keep too much in a money market or CD or bonds. Long-term stocks have historically outpaced inflation. I mean, you look at the S&P 500, for example, you know, over the last 50 years, it's still averaged like 9 to 10%. It doesn't mean it's going to continue to do that, but stocks over time really have been a good hedge for growth. Consider inflation investment strategies, you know, investments that are actually tied to inflation, like the I bonds, U.S. Treasury I bonds, or you got the fixed index annuities with the lifetime income riders that are tied directly to inflation. And then I truly believe that precious metals right now are a great hedge against inflation. I'm sure you've heard how good gold is doing this year, right, Jacqueline?
Oh, I do, because when we were picking out my ring, it was crazy expensive just for gold.
Yeah, yeah. Gold, believe it or not, has outperformed most U.S. stock portfolios this year and last year. It's done very well. You know, Morgan Stanley's CFO recently came out and said that, you know, instead of a 60%, 40% allocation mix, for example, you know, 60% stock, 40% bonds, he recommended that that 40% that people put into bonds, they split up 20% into bonds and 20% into gold. So he's actually suggesting that it be an actual asset class. Now, I don't think all of America is going to buy into that right away. But the reason that gold has gone up so much, you know, you've got all these big banks, the Central Bank of the United States, the Central Bank of China, and they are just buying gold like it's going out of style. But the average investors out there really don't have a lot of precious metals or gold in their portfolio. I think it's like 0.5% of 1% or something. So we see potentially even more opportunity with gold because it's done so well too in inflationary environments. So a lot of our clients have diversified into Gradient Investments precious metals portfolio, which is basically ETFs tied to quite a bit of gold in that portfolio, but there's silver and palladium. But I think precious metals could be a great diversification piece for many clients, especially in this inflationary environment. Don't you think, Jacqueline?
Well, yeah. And Jenna, I have a question about that. I mean, do diamonds count?
Well, it depends. I know gold mining stocks are the most important. Diamonds are not in the portfolio that we have access to, but I'm sure that you could probably find something like that somewhere.
So, yeah. I mean, what I'm getting from you is that I just need to buy some more jewelry and a girl can't have enough diamonds, right?
Oh, a girl can't have enough diamonds, but a girl can't have enough gold right now either. You never know how much your gold jewelry will be worth down the road, right?
Exactly. So I think this is a lesson to go get some jewelry, ladies.
Yes. Go get the gold jewelry, because if the big banks are buying this much gold and then the regular investors start following it, I mean, gold could still go way up, in my opinion. And now it's going to be volatile too, I'm sure, but I really, really have been putting a lot of my clients diversifying some of their money, you know, not like 20%, but usually 10 to 5% of their portfolios if they want to diversify into precious metals right now. The other thing you can do is obviously really review your retirement plan, put those projections into your planning of 2 to 4% to just have better numbers when you retire that you feel comfortable are more accurate. And I can't stress enough how maximizing your Social Security benefits can be a great strategy to increase your monthly check. And Jacqueline, the nice thing about Social Security, and I always say this to people, is that it's not a fully taxable income stream with a cost of living adjustment attached to it. So why wouldn't you want to really maximize that? That could be a great strategy to hedge against inflation, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And Jenna, these are all amazing strategies. I mean, I think I know my favorite and one that I will be working on. Hint, hint. But I mean, you are truly a pro at helping people use these strategies to help protect themselves against inflation. So any other final thoughts that you have on this?
Yeah, just really, I want our listeners to ask themselves, you know, with the income plan that you have built, do you feel like it's protected from the risk of inflation? It's, you know, inflation is not just an economic buzzword. It is real. I think everyone knows that over the last 5 to 10 mm-hmm. years. Everyday forces that shape how far your money goes. And so if you are wondering, you know, will my retirement last? You've got to build inflation and have some investments in your portfolio that are geared towards hedging against inflation. You can't control inflation, but you can control how you prepare for it. And that's why it's just so important to work with a financial advisor that really builds in inflation into your plan.
Absolutely. And Jenna, how can listeners contact you, you know, to get this plan put together and also have you run the Social Security maximization report, you know, with the updated inflation numbers that were just announced that you just shared today?
Oh. Yeah, we'd be happy to meet with them for this complimentary consultation. And our phone number to schedule the consultation is 1-800-994-8993. And again, that's 1-800-994-8993.
Well, perfect, Jenna. Well, thank you. This has been a great episode. And that does it for this episode of Retirement Today with our host, Jenna Carnes. And go check out our YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon.
Thanks for tuning in to Retirement Today. A well-planned retirement goes beyond savings. It's about having a strategy for both income and taxes. To learn more, reach out to Jenna Carnes at Beacon Wealth Advisory by calling 800-994-8993 or visiting beaconwealthadvisory.com. Be sure to join us next time for another episode of Retirement Today.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Beacon Wealth Advisory, a registered investment advisor in the state of Kansas. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Wealth Services. Beacon Wealth Advisory and Beacon Wealth Services are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.